We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your hosts, Dr. Barnes and Dr. Wolf.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host and also the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you guys truth about health and healing over the airways and the community. And I'm so glad you're tuning in today. It's going to be an amazing show, just talking about current state of health, where we're at in our country, where we're at in our culture, even in our city. Also sharing just some things that we can do and think, how do we change our vision and mindset behind what is health? How do we obtain it? How do we get to the level of health that we want to and desire to without drugs or surgery, instead of just dealing with things, instead of just medicating things, instead of just struggling with things throughout life? And also, I want to share some amazing testimonies. We've had some amazing testimonies just this last week, and it's such an awesome thing to see people care about their health, take action for their health. And every single week when I'm on the air, my hope and prayer is that people are listening, they're changing how they're viewing their health and how they're managing it so they can live to their God-given potential. We know people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And at the end of the day, we got to take action, take responsibility for where we're at today, whether that's good or bad when it comes to our health. We must take responsibility and take action, because we realize now, medical research even shows that only 10% of our genes dictate our health outcomes. That means that 90% of what we're doing to our body or what we're ignoring when it comes to our health is what's going to dictate our health outcome. Only 10% goes back to your genes. 90% is on you, right? So that's good news, right? Because we don't want to be destined to go what our grandparents went through. We want to do something different. We want to take action and realize that, you know, it's not our genes and it's not our age. It's not just how old we are that determines our health. And how do I know that? Some of the healthiest people in my clinic are over 80 years old, and they're healthier than some teenagers, unfortunately. And so what I'm seeing now, and if we look around just our culture, we're seeing more and more kids sicker than ever before. I mean, we see peanut allergies. We see asthma and all types of seasonal allergies skyrocketing. We see food allergies. We see gut issues. You know, we see diabetes in teenagers. We're seeing kids that are overweight like never before in history. And so we got to realize that this one of the sickest generations is the next generation. It's not the 80-year-olds. It's the teenagers. Right? I mean, we got to wake up and realize that our health is not our age. It's not our genes. And so if kids are sicker now than they were 50 years ago, the answer is not more drugs and more surgeries, right? The more drugs, more vaccines, more surgeries. That's not the answer, right? And so we have to step back and say, okay, where's the health of our country? And with everything that we have access to and all the resources that we apply to our health, where are we at? Where are we ranking as Americans, and is the answer more drugs, surgery, injections, you name it, right? Is that the answer? And so, you know, out of the study done out of 37 countries, industrialized countries, and the performance of their healthcare model, we ranked dead last. We ranked 37th out of 37 industrialized countries. That means there's 36 other countries that have a better rated healthcare model and system, meaning they get better results with less money. Right, they actually get better results, meaning people are living a healthier life and living a healthier, longer period of time without drugs or surgery as much as we use them. Right, and so there's 36 other countries that are doing better than us. Right now, Americans spend the most on their healthcare system. We spend $9,000 per year per man, woman, and child on our current sick care system, and that's not just your deductible on your insurance. That's literally copays, that's out-of-pocket expenses, that's everything, $9,000 per man, woman, and child. So think about that per year, per year. The next country that's closest to us is spending $3,000 per man, woman, and child per year on sick care. $9,000 and $3,000, we're in a crisis, right? So follow the money. Where's the money going, right? So think about that. So we're spending so much money on sickness, and we're not getting the results. It doesn't make sense. When it comes to longevity, meaning how long people actually live, well, now we're 51st, the 51st country in the world, right, that has the longest life expectancy. That means there's 50 other countries. If you want to live long, there's 50 other countries to move to and live in that you'll actually live longer if you're just going for years, right? You'll actually live longer. So we're not doing well there either. And then this is the kicker right here, is that we're 52nd in the world in infant mortality. That means that there's 51 other countries where it's determined to be safer to be pregnant and have a baby and have a toddler living there, right? It's actually safer for them. So we're 52nd. So we're horrible when it comes to moms that are pregnant, new babies. Like, it's just insane. And so it shouldn't be that way. And so if you step back and say, okay, what is everybody doing around me? What's people at church doing? What's people at work doing? What's my family members doing? What are they doing when it comes to their health? And are they going where everyone else is going, right? Are they going down the path everyone else is going? So this is the thing, is that if people do what everyone else does in the healthcare system, meaning take an aspirin every day because your doctor told you to, get on 4 to 5 medications because, oh, you're 65 now. It's normal for you to be overweight, so just keep doing what you're doing. It's really no big deal. Just get this surgery when that time happens. Hey, it's really normal to not sleep at night. It's normal for X, Y, and Z. Just take this pill. Go to your specialist and take this other pill. Think about that. That's what everyone is doing. That's what everyone is doing. And so we can't do what everyone else is doing and expect to see different results. We got to do something drastically different. It has to be completely different, right? And so with my family, we don't take medication unless there's an absolute emergency, but my kids have never been medicated. I haven't been on medication for 14 years. My wife hasn't for the last 7 years. I mean, think about it. Was there times where I could have reached for a over-the-counter medication just to feel better? Yeah, but I know that medication was going to cause sickness and disease in my body. It would have never created health and healing, right? And so we got to step back and say, okay, what is health? What is health? Does it mean just to feel good? And the answer we know is that's not what it means. Health does not mean just you feel good, right? Because you can have cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and actually, you can actually feel fine. You can actually feel okay, right? You can have disease and feel fine. So, but as a country, we base our health off of simply how we feel. But when we do feel bad, as Americans, we ignore it. We ignore the problem. It's really no big deal. We either take over-the-counter medications, which is, you know, cheap and convenient, or three, we get on a prescription medication, which usually isn't cheap and usually is not convenient, right? So that's the course of action when someone actually feels bad, is either they do nothing about it, they cover it up with over-the-counter medications, they take prescription medications, or they actually figure out why they feel bad. They actually get to the cause of their problem so they can experience health and healing. And so the definition of health is not how you feel. It's actually not how you look. The definition of health is how your body is healing and functioning. See, the definition says that your body must be healing and functioning at 100%. It's not the lack of sickness, symptoms, or disease. But human nature says that if we feel fine, then we're just going to feel fine. It's not that bad yet, right? If it feels bad, it's pain's a motivator, right? We're going to do something about it. And so a patient that came in to me, this is a few months ago, her name is Melissa. Melissa came into me a few months ago into the office, and she had heard us on the radio a couple times, and she had finally called in to the radio show to get a new patient appointment. And what she came in with was pretty staggering. She was on 4 different medications, but the biggest thing that she wanted to see change is her headaches. Melissa was suffering with headaches. Sometimes they were tension headaches. Sometimes they were migraine headaches. Sometimes they were sinus headaches. But really, her biggest issue was she was having headaches. And I asked her, I go, Melissa, a lot of times people come in here with a symptom of some sort, whether that's neck pain or sinus infection or low back or sciatica or headaches, for instance, in your case. But what I found is that that's usually not the reason that they're here. She goes, what do you mean? I go, Well, I know you want to get rid of your headaches, but my question for you is why? With us getting rid of your headaches, what would that mean to you? Or what would you be able to do that you're not able to do now? And she said, I'd be able to be there for my kids. She goes, I have two kids under 8 years old, and they're active, they're busy, they have sports every weekend, and I'd be able to be there for my kids. She goes, I've had to miss their sporting events, I've had to miss some of their school events. Even on the weekends, my husband has to take the kids and like just leave the house because I can't handle the noise. She goes, these headaches are now starting to get in the way of my personal life and how I parent as a mother and really the memories I'm leaving for my kids. She goes, that's why I'm here. And so many times when I think about the people that I speak to in my office, their family members, when I go speak at businesses, when I go speak at different churches, and when I'm in the community doing community events or even just on the air, I'm thinking about people who are just suffering and they're struggling and they're dealing with a certain sickness symptom or disease, like headaches or neck pain or sciatica or acid reflux, whatever it is. And I just think about people who are suffering, and I think about those people, and I wonder what things in life are they missing out on or they're fearful of doing, or how is that impacting their family. I think about not just their symptoms, I think about how they're not able to live their life. And that's why I'm yelling at you this morning. That's why I do what I do in the office, and that's why we see thousands of people in our clinic, is because I know that if we get to the root cause of the problem, then the patient doesn't have to deal with being on medication for the rest of their life. And more importantly than that, they can actually live their life the way they want to live it, not be hindered or stopped by a certain symptom. And so I said to Melissa, the first thing we got to do is we got to do a new patient examination. On that new patient exam, what we do is we check out the spine, we check out the nervous system, we do the nervous system scan, we check out range of motion, we actually figure out what her goals are, and also we figure out what happened in the past that could have contributed to this. And she goes, listen, Dr. Nick, I've had a couple accidents when I was a teenager, but nothing else. I played sports, but no other major traumas. And I go, we got to see what your neck looks like. Now, from the side of the neck, you have to have a 45-degree curve. If you don't have that curve, it puts pressure on the spinal cord, blocking the signals from getting from the neck to the brain. And so this would be causing her headaches. So we looked at her x-ray. We saw degeneration in her spine. We saw bone spurring. We saw that she had lost this 45-degree curve 100%. And guess what? We found what was causing her headaches. We started to address the problem, started to correct Melissa's spine, and guess what happened? In a month and a half, her headaches completely vanished. She's now been off headache medication for the last 3 months, and she's being able to be the mom she's designed to be. And it all started with her calling into the clinic and seeing if we can help. It all started with her calling in the clinic and seeing if we could help. And so normally if somebody walks in off the street, it's $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to pick up the phone and call. Our health center is located at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. When you call right now to schedule your appointment, I will answer the phone. We'll schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within, which is a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing you truth about health and healing over the airwaves. I have this show is to really give you hope through health and healing that your body is designed to heal, that it desires to heal. And if there's a warning sign happening, meaning if there's a symptom, things don't feel good, something's happening, we have to ask more questions. We got to get to the root cause of the problem. And we look at the five essentials when it comes to health. Five key areas. These are not just good ideas. They're absolutely essential for your health. Number one is your nervous system. If you do not have a healthy nervous system and spinal cord, there's absolutely no way your body can heal. Our brain is hardwired to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Your body heals from above down and inside out. The brain sends signals down your spinal cord across the nerves that come out of your spine that go to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for you to be able to process what I'm saying, your brain is controlling that. For your heart to beat without you having to think about it, your brain is controlling that. For your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal on your hand or your foot, for your body to create the right amount of white blood cells and immune system response if you've been exposed to a virus or bacterial infection without you even knowing it, before you ever feel it, or maybe even you never feel it at all, that's your brain. It's your nervous systems controlling that. So this is what's crazy, is that our spine, if it's in proper position, allows our signals from the brain to travel down the spinal cord and out the nerves at 100%. If our spine is not healthy, there's no way our body can heal from the inside out. There's absolutely no way it can heal from the inside out. How do I know? Talk to a neurosurgeon. They will actually 100% agree with what I'm saying, that if the spine is damaged, there's no way the body can heal. If the spine is damaged, there's no way the body can heal. They'll say that. That's why when they see crisis cases, horrible car accidents, a broken spine, whatever it is, degeneration, they know that if they do not do surgery in a crisis situation, that person's organs will start to shut down. They'll actually lose function of their body in certain areas, right? So this is what I don't understand. If we know that if it's a crisis, acute situation that we need surgery, how about the years before that ever happens? How about just a chronic use and abuse of our body, traumas over time that now lead to damage in our spine, and now it puts pressure on the spinal cord and nerves, and we don't even know it? Maybe our first symptom is headaches. Maybe our first symptom is neck pain, sciatica, low back, upper back, shoulders, carpal tunnel. Maybe our first symptom is one of those, and we're never taught to actually get to the cause of the problem, to see how healthy our spine is, to see if we can actually do something about it without medicating and getting surgery as the first option. Just maybe. Well, guys, this is why we see thousands of people in our clinic, people of all ages, getting healthy, because as we start to remove the interference in the spine, the body starts to heal. So if the spine is damaged, we must correct the damage. And so this is what's crazy, is that many of us know and realize that from the back, our spine must be straight up and down. So our hips must be even, our shoulders must be even. We realize that. And most of us have had our spine checked, at least a postural check in school for scoliosis. Most people have been there, done that. You guys may remember that. And if you pass that test, you're good for the rest of your life. That's what we're taught, but that's just not accurate, right? Now, this is what's insane, is from the side in our spine, we should have 3 45-degree curves. If we've lost those curves, we lose the spring in our spine. Therefore, disc spaces start to degenerate, and therefore, that's what we call arthritis. But this is what's amazing. If we have those 3 curves in our spine, and we do everything we can to preserve those curves, then we know the body will be healing and functioning at 100%. See, our office is called Health From Within, because that's where health does come from, is from within your body, from your spinal cord or nervous system, not through pills, potions, or lotions, right? Not through food, not through exercise, not through detoxing, not through just sleeping more. Now, do I agree with all those things, that we should be doing those as essential for our health? Absolutely. They all contribute to the healing process. They don't control the healing process. How do I know this? Because I see people come in who are taking some of the best supplements in the world, spending thousands of dollars a month on supplements. I see people coming in telling me about the best training routine that they have with the best trainers in St. Louis, and that's great, right? I see people coming in with the best detox protocols, eating cleaner than I ever have or ever will, right? And why do they still have eczema or headaches, or why do they still have gut issues or hormone problems? If that was the answer to health, then their lifestyle would have healed them. But a healthy lifestyle only contributes to the healing process. It doesn't heal you, right? How do I know this? If the signals from the brain can't travel and get to your stomach, right, to function like it should, to digest, absorb, and assimilate the nutrients that you're consuming, it doesn't matter how much great food you put in. But your stomach won't heal, right? So we got to get the signals from the brain to the organs cells and tissues, right? And if you have a headache, for instance, like on the last segment I shared about an awesome testimony from Melissa, who was taking four medications for headaches, who couldn't be the mom she wanted to be to her 8-year-old and 6-year-old son. And so now she's been getting adjusted. We started to correct her spine. We started to take pressure off the nerves, and she's been headache-free for 3 months. No medications. She's the mom she wants to be. That's why I do what I do. When I see life transformation, that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. And so when we see, we look at the five essentials, number one being the nervous system, our spine. If we miss the spine, nothing else matters. We have to make sure our spine is healthy. We have to. If we don't, we miss the boat on that completely, right? Number two is our mindset. We have to have a great mindset. Mindset is that, hey, listen, my body is fearfully and wonderfully made. No matter what it's been through, it can heal. It can recover. It can heal and it can recover. And so we have to wrap our mindset around that. We got to be set aside. We got to be completely different than the average American when it comes to health decisions. I mean, look all around. I mean, there's more urgent cares popping up on every major corner in St. Louis than there was 10 years ago. I mean, it's insane. Hospitals are getting bigger. Parking lots are full at the hospitals. There's more and more medical clinics, more and more pain management clinics than ever before. And so there's more sick care and crisis care than ever before, but it doesn't provide health, right? We have to provide health. So our mindset has to be, we got to be completely different. We got to stay out of the medical model as much as we possibly can, unless we're in an emergency or a crisis situation, right? Number three is we got to eat clean. Listen, there's more processed food on the market than ever before. It's getting worse. A couple of shows ago, I shared just how bad it is when it comes to the soda consumption in our country. That the average American consumes a 5-pound bag of sugar every 10 days. And it isn't just on sweets. It's actually on hidden sugars. And unfortunately, it's not cane sugar. It's actually high fructose corn syrup, right? So we're seeing just the level of the level of health of the food that we're putting in our body is malnutrition. Like, that is malnutrition right there. When we're consuming that much sugar, it's an anti-nutrient. It's going to make us sicker. You'd be better off not even eating, honestly, right? So think about that. The food that we're exposed to is just junk. And even today, I was driving on the way to the studio, and I was just like, literally every fast food place on the way here was, the cars were out to the main road. They were out to Manchester. And I was like, I couldn't imagine starting my morning in the fast food line, right? And that's not coming from a place of like condemnation. It's just like, we're such a rat race culture that we just don't even think about what we're putting in our body to start today. We can't just not believe that how we fuel our system isn't gonna impact us throughout the day. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? I mean, we have to do something different there, right? Our mindset around food has to change. We have to move our joints. If we're not moving our joints, if we're not exercising, if we're not getting our heart rate up, then we're not getting our body to detox like it should. We're not using our heart, which is, by the way, as you know, a muscle. We're not using our diaphragm, which is controlled by muscles, right, to help us get deeper breaths. But we should really be moving every day. My rule of thumb for all my patients is to, you have to sweat every day. That's what I say to them. You got to sweat every day. And it shouldn't be from like peeling an orange or brushing your teeth or walking up a flight of stairs, right? We got to be sweating every day, because sweating is a form of detox. And it helps with inflammation. And the more our joints move, the less arthritic change is going to be, okay? You just got to do it. You know, you don't want to go all out. If you've never ran before, you don't want to start running for a marathon, right? So you got to be careful with that. But get under the care of, you know, if you're a patient in our clinic or you become one, we walk you through that, like what's good, what's bad. But there's so many great different fitness centers here in St. Louis now, great instructors, great coaches. So just be guided by somebody like that, and it will really help your body as it continues to get more fit, especially this time of year. And then lastly is we have to look at detox as a essential for our system. And the reason that we got to look at detox as an essential for our system is because our culture has never been this toxic. Whether it's the air, whether it's the cleaning products we're exposed to, personal care products that we're exposed to. I mean, you know, I remember growing up and there was just like one little section of the grocery store where there was cleaning aisles. Now there's a whole aisle of cleaning products and candles and junk that if I walk down that aisle, I literally get a headache. Why? Because I'm not exposed to that stuff. I'm not exposed to that stuff. I try to do everything I can to mitigate that risk. And there's things that you can do to help with that, right? So number one is our spine. Number two is our mindset. Three is nutrition. Four is exercise. And five is detox, okay? And so one of the things that one of the testimonies that we've seen recently is a couple, the young couple, they're in their late 20s, Jen and Ryan, and we absolutely love them. But they heard us on the radio, and they called in, and Ryan called in first, and he said, listen, he's like, I'm laying floor all day. He's a flooring company. I'm laying floor all day. I'm doing everything I can food nutrition-wise. I'm exercising like crazy, but I still have some gut issues. I still have neck pain that comes and goes nearly every single day. He's like, if I could get rid of the neck pain, I'd be a new man. I'd be able to be more productive at work. I'd be happier when I came home to my wife. And as we were talking with Ryan about this, and he was kind of just sharing how much stuff his body's going through physically, in his 20s, by the way, in his 20s, Jen's in the room too. So Jen's there with him and his wife. And Jen says, wait, I'm a hairstylist. And everyone complains about headaches and neck pain. I just thought that was normal. Are you telling me this is not normal? And I go, absolutely, Jen. Actually, we see tons of hairstylists, estheticians in our clinic. Why? Because they're standing all day in a horrible posture. She goes, do you think you can help me? And I go, absolutely. Let's see what your spine looks like. So we did a full exam of their spine. We sat down with them. We went over health history. We talked about any past traumas that could have led them to where they're at today. We did a full exam of their spine, posture, range of motion. We did a nervous system scan. And most importantly, we did a set of x-rays. Why did we do the x-rays? Because we realized that if we don't look at the spine on x-rays, then simply we're just guessing. We're really never getting to the root cause of the problem. And so we went over their x-rays with them. And I got to tell you, I haven't seen this bad of spines in 20-year-olds in a long time. And the reason is they were both athletes growing up. So they were both athletes growing up. They're super fit. They're doing everything right lifestyle-wise. But the missing link was that their spine was damaged as a kid, and they never realized it. And their jobs, laying floor and being a hairstylist, were damaging their spine even worse. And it all started with them coming to our clinic to see what's going on. Because now, fast forward, what's happened to them is now no headaches in the last 2 months. Ryan has not had any neck pain. Jen has more energy. She has better sleep. And she goes, it's crazy. I even have better skin. My skin's clearer. It all started with them coming to our office, which is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. We're located right in the heart of Rock Hill, Missouri, at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. And so if you're listening right now, and this sounds like you want help with your headaches or neck pain, and we'll see if we can help you. The first step is with a new patient exam. Normally that's $140, but if you're listening right now, it's only $40. You save $100 to schedule an appointment right now in our clinic, which does include x-rays, which is amazing. So this is the catch. You got to call now. When you call, I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to lose. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host, and it has been an incredible show today. We've been talking about just where we're at when it comes to the performance of our healthcare model today, and how it's getting more and more obvious that the less you spend in the hospital, meaning your time, the less you spend with your time in the hospital, in a medical doctor's office, filling your prescription at a local pharmacy, getting injections, spending time in recovery from surgery, spending less time in the medical model, the safer you will be. Okay. I'm not saying that they're not there to help you or they're not there to save your life, but the less often we go into the medical system, the safer we're going to be. And I see it every day with patients where they thought they were going in for a routine procedure and boom, something happens. Or they heard of somebody getting on more medications because that's what they're always taught to do, is when you get on a medication, you get on the next medication. And so I see this firsthand, guys. I'm not just passionate about this because it sounds cool, but I see it firsthand. I see the heartbreak that it brings people. I see the the level of medication in our country is absolutely astounding. I don't understand how people don't wake up and smell the coffee. I mean, think about this. Think about this. We make up 5% of the world's population. We take 75 to 80% of the world's drugs. That's insane to me. 5% taking 80%? Like, I don't get it. Like, how can we look at a commercial on TV and not literally a drug commercial and not literally laugh at the first 5 seconds this drug's going to save your life, the next 30 seconds this drug may kill you, and the last 5 seconds go ask your doctor for this pill? Like, I don't understand how, as a culture, the blinders are on. And so my hope and prayer with this show and with what we do in our clinic every single week, our clinic's called Health From Within, and we're located in at Manchester McKnight in Rock Hill. Our main goal is to get your body to heal and function from the inside out, without using a secret pill, potion, or lotion, right? We want your body to heal itself, because that's how it's designed to heal. Desires to heal that, right? So with our clinic in the heart of St. Louis, we see people from all over St. Louis. The average person drives about 40 minutes one way to get to our clinic, right? And why? Because they want health and healing. At our health center, we focus on the health of the spine. Yes, we're corrective care chiropractors, not neck and back pain doctors. Corrective care. We want to take your spine and correct it as much as we possibly can to get the pressure off the nerves so the body can heal itself. We look at your nutrition. We look and make sure you're moving and exercising. You're detoxing. We're doing rehab with you. Why do we do rehab? It's not just because it makes you feel better. Because we realize that the rehab that you're doing in our clinic and the rehab that we teach you to do at home helps us combat the daily chronic stresses of whether it's looking at your phone, sitting at a computer, exercising, how you sleep at night. All those, we have to combat lifestyle chronic stress with what we're doing in our clinic, right? And so with what we do in our clinic compared to what people are experiencing in the world, in our country, in our community, when it comes to getting in more and more pills, it's not the answer. It's just not the answer. Listen, if your blood pressure is 200 over 150, go to the hospital and get on a blood pressure medication. Short term, though, not long term. Short term. See, a lot of the medicine that's been produced and researched and for the last 40 to 50 years was for short term use. It was never meant to be a lifestyle, right? Think about that. Taking drugs as a lifestyle, like, that doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. And so if we're on a medication, we have to start asking our doctor. And many doctors don't want you to be on medication like many people are, right? They want to help people. They want to help people. So they want to help reduce or remove medications over time. But as a culture, the patient must take responsibility in asking those questions and getting to the root cause of these problems and starting to apply these essentials that we talk about in our clinic. Healthy spine, healthy mind, healthy nutrition, healthy exercise, and how do you detox? That's what we teach in our clinic. You know, earlier in the show, we talked about how Melissa, who had suffered with headaches for months, has now been headache-free for the past 3 months. She's off 4 medications. I'll say it again. Melissa's headache-free for the last 3 months. She's off 4 medications, and she's the mom to her 2 boys, her 8-year-old son and 6-year-old son, like she wants to be. She's not missing any school events. She's not missing any sporting events. She hasn't had a headache in 3 months, when before she was having headaches for over a year. She'd been to the best headache specialist, doctors that I respect, and some doctors I refer to, right, neurologists, and they said, we don't know what's going on, but just take these medications. Well, when she called in the show, she was skeptical. She was, I'd never been to a chiropractor, but what you're saying on the radio show makes complete sense, and I have to come in to see what my spine looks like. So we did an X-ray of her spine. Did a posture, range of motion. We saw that there was damage in her upper neck, putting pressure on the nerves that went to the head, causing her headaches. We started to take pressure off of the spine by corrective care chiropractic adjustments and rehab. And guess what? Headaches went away in a couple months. Headaches completely vanished in a couple months. I also talked about Jen and Ryan Snell, how there are a couple in their 20s who suffering with headaches and neck pain, and they just thought it was their job. He laid hardwood floor and Jen was a hairstylist, and they just said, well, I just thought it was my job. I just thought it was my job. I go, guys, if you do nothing about it now, what do you think, where do you see it going in the future? They said, oh, it's gonna absolutely get worse. And they said, it's actually been getting worse. But they heard us on the radio. They called in. They called, and just coincidentally enough, their neighbor kept referring them to our office too. Like, hey, you got to go see Dr. Nick. You got to go see Dr. Nick at Health From Within. And that same day, they actually heard the radio. So, I mean, it's funny how things work out that way. Because now, which is amazing, now Jen and Ryan, after 3 months of care in our clinic, are headache-free, no more neck pain. Oh, and by the way, they still work, right? So they're actually working and be working more because they have the capacity to. And they said, listen, when we get pregnant, our kids are coming. They're getting adjusted when they're born. I mean, how are we not told about this ever? And that's the question I have is why aren't we told that if our spine is so vital, which, by the way, it is vital for our health, then why are we taught to never check it, like ever? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, we're taught to go to the dentist every 6 months for our entire life by the age of 4 to 6 years old. And the dentist says, hey, you have to come get your teeth cleaned because if you may feel fine but have cavities. Everyone understands that. And then we become a teenager. We get $5,000 worth of metal put on our mouth called braces. And then when you get your braces off, here's a retainer for the rest of your life or until you lose it. Here is brush every day, twice a day at least, and then floss every day because you only have one pair of teeth. Well, do you guys realize that we only have one spine? There's just no such thing as a spinal replacement yet. And so we have to really step back and say, what controls health and healing? That's your brain, spinal cord, nerve system. What protects the healing process is our spine. And is our spine healthy? Is our spine healthy? And most importantly, out of everything I teach my patients, people on the radio, people when I speak at churches and businesses, is we have to take the earmuffs off what our body's saying. What that means is this, is that our body is telling us something. It can tell us something. What I mean by that is that if you have a symptom, we have to figure out what's causing the symptom. We have to figure out what's causing it. We can't just ignore that. Symptoms are a blessing if we listen to it, right? Our body is fearfully and wonderfully made. If there's things that are telling us something's wrong, we have to listen and get to the cause. And I got to tell you about Darlicia. Darlicia was a patient that came in about 3 months ago, and she had neck, upper back pain, and her energy was just horrible. She had horrible energy, fatigued all the time, tired. And I asked her, I go, so I know you're here. Heard on the radio, I came to speak at your church. I know you're here to get better. I know you got neck pain, upper back pain, and you want more energy, but why? Why do you want more energy? Why do you want to feel better? She goes, listen, I sit at a desk every day, and I want to be able to write a book. I want to be able to write a book. And Darlicia came in the clinic. We saw what her spine looked like. She had a horrible curvature in her neck going in the wrong direction. When it should be a positive 45, it was negative. It was going the wrong direction. And what we found with Darlicia is that if we start to correct the spine, her pain went away, which it did after about 3 weeks. Neck pain, upper back pain went away. She started to sleep better at night. She had more energy. And she's lost about 10 pounds. In 3 months, she goes, Dr. Nick, I feel like a new woman. My neck pain is gone. My upper back pain is gone. My energy is better. I've lost weight. This is awesome. She goes, oh, and by the way, I've started writing that book I was told you I was going to write. And so it all started with Darlicia coming to our clinic, which is located in Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill, Missouri. It's called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And it all started with her coming in, calling in, coming in. And so if that's you, if you sound like you need help, let's say you have neck pain, or upper back pain, or you just want more energy, or just weight loss, or getting rid of headaches. If that's you and you want to see if we can help you, normally it's $140 to come into our clinic as a new patient, which does include x-rays. But if you call in right now, it's only $40. You save $100 by calling in right now for a new patient appointment. This is the catch. You have to call now. When you call, I will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. We want to help you. We're here. We're local. The first step is picking up the phone and calling. So do that right now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break. Higher and higher, baby. It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to lose.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. It's been an amazing show so far. We've been talking about some pretty incredible testimonies starting off the new year right. Some of our patients have just been coming out of the woodwork with how much better they're doing. I got to be honest with you. Some of the patients that we see, and some of you are listening now, you've gotten off medication, you've lost tons of weight, and what's amazing about it all is that not only do you feel better, and you function better, and you're living your life to your fullest, but it's cool to see you actually expect that to happen when you come to our clinic. See, we're a clinic of expectations, which means that I expect people to heal, whether it happens in 1 week or 10 months. I'm expecting people to heal. I'm expecting people to become better when they come to our clinic. I want people to, when they walk into our office, I want people to know that when they're walking out, their body is healing and working better than it has in years, sometimes a lifetime. You know, just this last week we had a high school kid come to the clinic, and he plays basketball, he runs track, and we found out he had scoliosis. No one ever knew he had scoliosis in his spine. And it was at about a 17-degree curve in his lower back. And, you know, every time he played basketball, he had pain. Every time he ran track, he had pain. And I'm just so thankful that, one, his mom listened to her son and said, listen, we got to figure out what's causing this. And I don't want you to be on pills. I don't want you to have to get surgery. Let's figure out what's causing this. And they had no idea he had a scoliosis. They had no idea. And so I expect him to experience amazing health and healing. I expect his spine to move in the right position and maintain that position. I expect him, as he's getting corrective chiropractic care and doing specific spinal rehab to help with his spinal column, to take pressure off the nerves, not only will he start to feel better, but imagine what we're preventing down the road. We're preventing prostate issues, preventing colon issues, preventing thyroid problems, preventing headaches, preventing sciatica, preventing a disc degeneration, arthritis, you name it. We're preventing all that. And so I'm thankful to see that parents are now waking up to how important their kids' health is when it comes to the spine. So we see more and more kids in our clinic every single day. It's just awesome to see the next generation caring. They're caring. Our parents don't want to see their kids on drugs. So instead of aspirin and Aleve and ibuprofen and asthma medication and Zyrtec and acid reflux medications for, by the way, babies are being put on that junk, right? Instead of parents in the old school would have done that, now parents are now waking up and saying, this doesn't really make sense. A kid's body should be healthy, not the way it is now. Not the way it is now. And so earlier I was sharing just some awesome testimonies of healing. We talked about how Melissa, a mom of an 8-year-old and 6-year-old boy, was having headaches for over a year. She'd been to the best specialist ever, and they just kept putting her on these drug cocktails. She was on 4 different migraine and tension headache medication. And what's crazy is this, is that she was missing out on her kids' baseball game. She was missing out on their hockey game. She was missing out on their school events and functions. And she goes, listen, I want to get rid of these headaches, but more importantly, I want to be a mom again. I feel like I can't be the mom I'm designed to be with these chronic headaches. Well, fast forward, Melissa's now been headache-free for 3 months. She's off all four of her medications, and she hasn't missed one of her kids' events since she's been a patient in our clinic. That's what it's all about. That's what our clinic's all about, is getting people to be able to live to their God-given potential and do what they want to do and not be held back by sickness, symptom, or disease. We talked about how Ryan and Jen, they're in their 20s, late 20s, married couple. We absolutely love them in the clinic. They've been patients for 3 months now, and Ryan had horrible neck pain that he would always get when he was doing his job, which was laying floor. And Jen was a hairstylist. She would always end up getting headaches and low back pain, and she just thought it was because she's a hairstylist. Everyone struggles with it, right? So that's okay if I do too. Well, that's not okay. If everyone's doing the wrong thing, it doesn't mean it's the right thing, right? If everyone's doing the wrong thing, it doesn't mean it's the right thing. And they said, listen, we can't even work like we want to work because we feel horrible at the end of the day. And so now Jen and Ryan are headache-free, Low back pain is completely gone. Neck pain is gone. And guess what? We did it through corrective chiropractic care, which is what we do in our clinic. Our clinic is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located at Manchester McKnight. Our website is a great resource. You can learn all about us, get free recipes on there, figure out when our upcoming events are. The website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. And so, listen, at our clinic, we expect miracles. We expect healing to happen no matter what age, no matter how bad people think they are, how far off they are. We expect healing. We also talked about Darlicia. Darlicia is a patient who has been under care for about 3 months as well, and her biggest thing is that she had neck pain and upper back pain, but she didn't have the energy to do what she wanted to do. I go, what is it that you want to do, Darlicia? She goes, listen, I would love to be able to write a book, but I know my neck and upper back hurt so much to be able to sit at a computer that long, and I don't have the energy to. I feel like I'm tired all the time. I go to bed tired. I wake up tired. Midday, I'm tired. So I just can't do that right now. Well, fast forward 3 months, her neck and upper back pain are completely gone. She's sleeping like she says, I'm sleeping like a baby now. Her energy is through the roof. And she's lost 10 pounds, which is also great. And what's amazing is she started to write her book, right? She started to write her book. And so when I look at people that are in our clinic and they're part of our Health From Within family and care, I know we're moving in the right direction with their health. I know that everything, single thing I do with patients and what I do for my health and our team does for their health, we're moving in the right direction, not the wrong direction. And I think as a culture, we've gotten so used to this being comfortable, being convenient, and being cheap when it comes to healthcare, and it's got us down this path of that's what we expect to get results. Well, sorry, newsflash, that getting healthy isn't convenient usually. It's usually not comfortable, and it's usually not cheap. But if you're doing it, if you're making the right steps, you're going to go in the right direction. Instead of spending your money and time and energy on sickness and disease, you're going to be spending it on true health and healing. That's what we want. We want people to spend their money and time and energy on true health and healing. And so with every decision you make, whether it's eating an apple versus a donut, we know when you eat an apple, you're moving in the right direction. When you eat a donut, you're moving in the wrong direction, okay? We can't eat like junk for years or maybe a day or a weekend or whatever it is. We can't not exercise for weeks, months, or years. We can't not take care of our spine for weeks, months, or a lifetime. We can't just not sleep for weeks, for days, weeks, months, or years, and expect to be healthy, right? We can't expect that. Or we can't like kind of throw our hands up and be like, well, I don't know why I'm overweight, or I don't know why I'm on 4 blood pressure medications. I don't know why I have neck pain. I don't know why I have X, Y, or Z. Well, let me look at your life and determine why, and I'll be able to pick that out real quick. It's not your genes. It's not your age. It's what we've done or not done to our body. So every decision you make, whether it's good or bad, and I'm not saying you have to be perfect, but we got to realize that if I make bad decisions for my health, if I feel bad or I get diagnosed with something the next day, week, month, or year, I have to realize that it's no one's fault but what I did or did not do to my body, right? And so if you make the right decisions in the right direction, then you're going to yield great results. You're going to get great results. And so really, there's no gray area. There's not like, everything in moderation. Well, no, just you can get rid of that language. It's not everything in moderation, right? It's drinking a soda a day is not moderation. You're still drinking a soda a day. Drinking one soda every once in a while is not going to kill you, but I'm just realize that if you drink one soda, that's not going to create health. That creates sickness in the body, right? It's like, think about that, right? Think about that. So you can eat bad. You can not exercise. You can not take care of your spine, but if you do it for a chronic period of time, you're going to get chronic issues. You're just going to get chronic problems. And so I think as a country, if we start waking up, taking responsibility and realize that it's not our doctor's fault, it's not our Blue Cross Blue Shield's fault, it's not Medicare's fault, it's not your employer's fault, it's not the medication's fault, it's us as a culture. When we take responsibility, what's amazing is there's power in that. See, there's power in choice. And I got to tell you about one of our patients that we absolutely love. Her name is Sharon. Sharon's a patient that came in about 6 months ago, and she heard us on the radio. And when Sharon first came in, you know, she's in her 60s. She says, listen, I've never been to a chiropractor before, but I've been to my orthopedist. I've been to my primary care. I've even been to a neurosurgeon. She goes, they cannot help me with my sciatica. I'm also having neck pain on and off, but they can't help me with sciatica. They can't help me with my neck pain. They've done a lot of things. They've tried injections. They've tried medication. And she goes, honestly, Dr. Nick, nothing's working. Nothing's working. She goes, but do you think you could help me? And I go, Sharon, the first step is we have to examine your spine. So we did a full exam of her spine. We checked and saw that her right hip was high by about 2 inches. Her neck was rotated to the left to where she couldn't even back out of her driveway. It was so stiff. And I go, has anyone told you this before? She goes, no. No, they just did MRIs to see if my disc space was bad. And they said it's pretty bad, but it's not bad enough to do surgery. I go, how does that sound? She goes, they said just to wait till it gets bad enough to do surgery. I go, does that make sense? And she goes, no, I guess that's why I'm here. She goes, but can chiropractic really help me? I'm pretty big skeptic, but I have no other option. I go, okay, well, let's see if we can help you. Let's do a full exam of your spine and do a full set of x-rays. So we did a full set of x-rays. With Sharon, we saw a 20-degree scoliosis in her lower back. We saw disc degeneration in her L4, L5, S1, which is near the tailbone, near the base of the spine. And we found out that there's no way that her neck has been moving properly for years. From the side, she should have a 45-degree curve, and hers was at 0 degrees out of 45. So her spine was just a disaster, right? And I go, what could have caused this, Sharon? She goes, well, I sat at a desk for about 30 years. I had 3 car accidents, and I had 6 kids, right? I go, well, that's pretty traumatic. So let's see if we can help you. And so we started to adjust Sharon's spine. We started to bring her right hip down. We started to stop the scoliosis from worsening, take pressure off those nerves, started to restore the curve in her neck. And now it's been 6 months. And she goes, I can't believe this has helped me so much. My sciatic is completely gone. My neck pain is completely gone. I have full range of motion. I'm able to actually back out of my driveway and look over my shoulder. And this is what's amazing. It all started with her calling into our clinic and coming in. And so this is the thing, is that our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located at Manchester and McKnight. And our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. If you want to see if we can help you with sciatica, neck pain, listen, or leg pain, hip pain, the first step is by calling in and scheduling a new patient appointment. Normally, if you walk in off the street, it's $140. But if you're listening right now, it's only $40. This is the catch. You have to call now. When you call right now, you'll save $100. I will schedule you, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no cost whatsoever. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. It's been an awesome show, guys. Tune in next time and have a blessed week. Thanks so much. Higher and higher, baby. It's a little-